Character is a very important aspect of an orator because the point of oratory is to persuade people to take a particular view or make a particular decision. And if the audience think that a man is a speaker of good character, or if they think he is somebody of high standing in the state, then they're more likely to be persuaded by what it is that he has to say. In the Senate, speakers were called upon to speak in order of seniority. And if somebody was just starting out as a senator, then they probably would not have a chance to speak at all. So when somebody became more advanced in their political career, they would have more of a chance to speak. So this is a reflection of the fact that people's views were of greater account if they had greater standing and were more important. In Cicero's speeches delivered in court, we find that his character and standing and political achievements counted for a great deal towards the defence of his client. In Cicero's early speeches, we find that he is defending clients who are not of any great aristocratic importance. They are more ordinary people, they are lower down the social scale. But as Cicero himself became politically more important, and particularly after he'd achieved the consulship, he was able then to defend aristocrats, people of very high standing, people actually of much higher standing than he himself had. This is a reflection of the importance of authority and of standing and of the level one had reached in politics, that if one had reached a high level in politics oneself, if one had a great reputation, then one would be able to defend more important people. One would have the authority to carry that off and to persuade juries. If one was an unimportant person, it would be very difficult to defend a very senior politician.